This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What did J.J. Barea get a player of the week? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on than Mason Martin Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio on this glorious, the glorious day here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Of course, I am. Glorious. Tired of the song yet? Come on, this is a great song, man. Do you know who was supposed to get this song first? Nakamura.
Was it?
Yeah. He turned this song down for the other one.
Just that other song is awesome. He comes to the ring.
This just doesn't fit Nakamura.
Nah.
Anyway, of course, people chanting my name this week. Joining me today in the studio, as every week, is the one and the only B3 exponent.
Live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting,
where you can make all your dreams come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO, go csb.com, and we are proudly sponsored by the Attitude Broadcasting Company.
We put attitude in broadcasting.
With the new ABC.
There you go. Is there, and didn't we have, not,
and
Wooter?
Wooter Apparel. They design uniforms and jerseys with sublime material. Go check them out. Wooter Apparel.
And get your root on.
Woo, woo.
There it is. All right. And, of course, the gentleman that was in that plug is the one and only Syracuse native, 315.
There it is.
315, the 704. You need to go down to the 7. What's the area code in Atlanta?
404.
We need to go down to the 404.
And, of course, the gentleman sitting beside me is the one and the only Smoochie, Mr. Legion.
Legion of Greatness. Shout out to everybody. BSS Carolinas. www.rotoden.com. You can catch BSS Carolinas and the Legion of Greatness shows on there. Free Zeke. And I am open to fantasy draft trades. Bring any stupid ASS trades to my table. Thinking I'm going to give up. You're going to give me Cameron Meredith and Julian Edelman for David Johnson.
That's not going to work.
It's definitely not going to work.
Cameron Meredith, nice. He nice.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
He would have been.
Next year.
He would have been, man, definitely. We got a great show for you today. We got a little bit of news that we'll talk about sports, and then we'll get into local stuff. But first, before we go any farther, like I said before the break, there was a couple things I'm going to get to. The first thing, it was NBA. We talked about it on Smoochie's show last week. Yeah, last week we talked about NBA 2K18 comes out soon.
Ball
and they're coming out their all-time teams on 2K18. And I wanted to – we talked about it on his show. I want to talk about your favorite teams of all time and share your thoughts. And I – you know, one person that's missing, everybody was upset about, was Charles Barkley. And I was reading, and the gaming company – has an agreement with National Basketball Retired Players Association, which gives them the right to use their likeness of former players, but not all of them. Some players actually chose to opt out of the agreement. So that's the reason that they're not in the game. Like Barkley's not in the game. The Sonics aren't in the game. So that's the reason they're not in the game. coming this year with the all-time players.
Well, you know, Barkley probably wanted X amount of dollars. And they
Reggie
went,
Miller's not in it.
Reggie not in the game
He's
either.
Not on the Pacers of all time.
You can't pay me what TNT pay me? At least what TNT pay me?
Shoot. But Brandon Haywood is.
Brandon Haywood.
You want Brandon Haywood?
On the all-time team.
Which all-time? The Wizards?
Mavericks.
The Mavericks?
Yes.
And he's an 80.
He's an 80.
He got an 80 rating?
Yeah.
80.
And but not a 68?
But hold on.
Melo's an 84, right?
Hold on a second. You'll be upset in a second. I won't go over your team here, man. The Hornets, Kemba Walker, Eddie Jones, Glenn Rice, Larry Johnson, Alonzo is the starters. Muggsy, Raymond Felton, 81. Baron Davis, 85. Steven Jackson, 83. Dale Curry, 85. Kendall Gill, 85. P.J. Brown, 83. Kenny Gattison, an 80.
Who the hell is Kenny Gattison?
He played with the original Hornets.
Yeah,
he was awful.
It was like 40. He was number 44.
Yeah, he did nothing.
Yeah.
Al Jefferson, 86. And even better, Syracuse native Derek Coleman for the two seasons he was in
Charlotte. He was on it?
Yeah, he was Hornet. Yeah.
This is Master P.
Yeah, Master P.
The Master P era.
He was here like 01. He was on the Hornets like
But you know who's not on our list? David Wesley, who's in our jerseys, but he is in Pelicans.
Yeah, because he's a broadcaster with New Orleans as well right
now. I don't care. His jersey's retired in Charlotte, and you'll tell me he's not.
Master P should have been on an all-time team.
Bobby Fields' jerseys retired.
Bobby Fields,
that's jerseys. Right. But he's on the all-Pelicans team who doesn't have a lot. But I want to talk about the Cavs real fast, too. Mark Price, Kyrie Irving, LeBron James, Brad Doherty, Kevin Love, Larry Nance.
Kevin Love?
Ron Harper, Terrell Brandon.
Ron Harper?
World Be Free.
Ron Harper was.
World Be Free? Yeah. 86. Campy Russell, 86. Austin Carr.
I was going to say.
Tyrone Hill. Anderson Varejao. And Craig Elo.
Tyrone Hill?
Oh, my
yeah, Tyrone
God.
Hill.
Tyrone Hill?
Tyrone, 85.
That dude was garbage. 85?
85.
You know Melo's an 84 on there, right?
What?
Melo's
I haven't got there yet. Oh.
Is he with the Knicks or the Nugs?
He's on both. They got him on both. The Knicks, Frazier, 95. Allen Houston, 89. Carmelo, 91.
Oh, in the all-time?
Yeah. Willis Reed, 94. Patrick Ewing, 95. Dave DeRosa, Bernard King, Michael Ray Richardson, John Starks, Amari Stoudemire, Dick Barnett, Earl Monroe, Mark Jackson, Charles Oakley.
What did they give
and Porzingis. Moreau was a – where did I just see him?
The fact that they
– 87.
The fact 87? They put Amari Stoudemire over there over Anthony Mason.
Right?
Yeah.
Xavier McDaniel.
Yep.
Buck Williams.
Like, there's been a lot of great Knicks.
Buck Williams known for more for Portland, though.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
He's more Bernard King? Is Bernard King not on the Knicks?
He just said
he's on there. But it's for them to totally disrespect Anthony Mason, RIP, yeah. Bless his soul.
Yeah, yeah. He should be on there. He should be on the Hornets.
Is Latrell Sprewell on that list?
He's not on that one.
He's on Golden State.
Golden State, yeah.
In Golden State, they're starting.
Oh, yeah, here's Golden State. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Chris Mullin, Rick Barry, and Wilt Chamberlain. On the bench, Kevin Durant, Nate Thurmond, Tim Hardaway, Baron Davis, Draymond Green, Sleepy Floyd, Mitch Richmond, Jason Richardson, Latrell Sprewell, and Monty Ellis.
Can you really put Kevin Durant on the Warriors for 1 year?
Yeah.
I agree with all Golden State.
Right.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah.
Your Pistons, this is what I want to get to. Isaiah Thomas, 96. Joe Dumars, 93. Grant Hill, 93. Ben Wallace, 89. And Bob Lanier, 93. That's your starting
Ben
five.
Wallace got an 89? The man yes. can't man. Shoot. He could not yeah. score. Man, 89. He got
reserves.
An 89.
Reserves. Chauncey Billups, 91. Okay. Jerry Stackhouse, 89. Rip Hamilton, 89. Dave DeBrusky, 89. Dave Bing, 89. Dennis Rodman.
Syracuse.
Yep. Dennis Rodman, 89. Bill Laimbeer, 87. Andre Drummond, 85. Vinny Johnson, 83. And Rick Mahorn, 80.
I like it all.
Who you missing? Come on, dude. There's a big one from
Adrian
UNC.
Dantley.
What about the kid from UNC? The old man from UNC. Come on.
The old man from UNC. Oh, Larry Brown. The coach, right?
The player. What player are you missing? From that Pistons team that won the championship.
Which one?
The most important one.
I think. Rasheed Wallace.
Yes.
He's with Portland, ain't he?
No. He's not on neither team.
Oh, I heard about that online, actually. They, I guess there was a there's a reason behind it. I can't remember.
Yeah, that's why I was just reading about why some of these guys weren't on
but,
it.
Oh,
because there's a retired players association. They have to have the agreement to use your likeness and stuff.
Rashid should
have.
Yeah, Rashid definitely that might should be a reason. Rashid is the one who put us over the top in 04.
Oh, no, yeah. I know. That's when the reason I said he's the most important.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that Sheed trade, that put us over the top.
Like, he went to Atlanta and played one day. I think he had like 39 yeah. for yeah. Atlanta.
And got traded and the next traded day to Detroit. Yep. Yep. And that's why he wore 36.
Well, that's the reason I said he's the most, to me, he was the most important one there, because beating San Antonio, you need him more than anything.
Him and Larry Brown put us over the top.
Yeah,
I think.
All right, but anyway, that's the Pistons.
I like that all-time Piston team. Dennis Rodman with that Ben Wallace on defense.
Well, Chicago, you know, we're that's another. He's on Chicago too. Dennis Rodman. Is,
yeah, you got to put him on the.
You got Derrick Rose, Michael Jordan, Scotty.
Jordan better 96. Be a 99.
He's a 99.
Okay.
Dennis Rodman 93. Artis Gilmore 93. Jimmy Butler at 90, Jerry Sloan 89, Bob Love, Jakeem Noah 87, Luol Deng 86, B.J. Armstrong 85, Kukoc 85, Horace Grant, who's on the Orlando Magic as well, is 85, Charles Oakley 84, and Steve Kerr 81.
I'd rather them had Orlando Woodridge.
Yeah.
Orlando Woodridge.
Where's B.J. Armstrong? Where's Craig Hodges? 85.
Craig Hodges is not on there. You had either Steve Kerr or Craig Hodges.
I'd rather have Kerr.
Oh, Kerr. Kerr.
Because Joe
Where's Kim? Pete Myers?
Air Pete. Remember Air Pete? Serious?
Yes.
Luol Deng.
Where's Judd Bushler?
Right?
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Bill Winnington.
Y'all getting out, dude.
It's better than Luol Deng. What has he done for Chicago?
Yeah, he was pretty solid.
He was solid for me.
Yeah, he was pretty solid.
He was the LeBron stopper.
All time Chicago?
Yeah.
How many All-Star games has he played?
More than Bill Winnington.
They got Steve Kerr on this all-time team, so they were reaching.
And you know, there's not that many players. I mean, from the Bulls, I mean, you can like pick from. You know,
you should have put Phil Jackson on that team.
What's another team? Nets.
The Nets was pretty dope.
Nets one's I'll pretty good.
The Lakers is
you want to see
yeah, the awesome.
Lakers are deep. Lakers are deep.
Magic, Kobe, Shaq, Will,
Magic,
Elgin.
Here's the starter. Here's the starters. Magic's 99. Jerry West 97. Kobe 98. Abdul-Jabbar 96. And Shaq 98. That's your starters.
Damn.
Yep.
On the bench: Elgin Baylor, James Worthy, George Mikan, Wilt, Paul Gasol, Gil Goodrich, Jamal Wilkes, Byron Scott, Michael Cooper, and Derek Fisher. Derek Fisher should not be on the list. Yeah. Robert Horry should be on that list.
You wonder why Lakers won so much. Listen to all the names that was on the Lakers.
Well, the only thing about this team you compare to Golden State, this is a tall team. Golden State shooters. Mm-hmm. This team don't have a lot.
You give me Magic
shooters.
And Kobe.
Yeah,
I'm Kobe. Who you gonna shut down for me? Kobe, now, who you shutting down for me?
Here's the Miami Heat. I want Tim Hardaway, 88. Dwayne Wade, 97. LeBron, 99. Chris Bosh, 88. Lonzo, 94. Shaq, 89. Glenn Rice, 87. Ronnie Cicely, 86.
Syracuse!
Cicely was hot.
Yeah. Syracuse!
Awesome when he played.
Hassan Whiteside, Eddie Jones, P.J. Brown.
He was the first draft pick.
Steve Smith, mm-hmm. Udonis Haslam.
UD.
Ryan Grant and Dan Marley.
Where's Bruce Bowen?
Bruce,
he's on San Antonio.
The Duke player.
Shane Battier?
Shane Battier. Where's Shane Battier?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought he was better than Brian Grant.
Where's Bimbo Coles?
Yeah.
What? Where's Baby Jordan?
Where's Keith Askins?
You know what? I'm cool with that pick that they just had.
John Sunvold.
I'm not going to complain.
Here you go. New Orleans Pelicans. I got to mention this one. Chris Paul, Baron Davis, Jamal Mashburn, David West, Anthony Davis. Reserves, Boogie Cousins already, David Wesley, Tyson Chandler, Paige Stokovic.
Paige has
always been
he's
awesome.
He's supposed to be a Sacramento king.
Dude, he's on Sacramento and Brooklyn. No, he's on Sacramento.
His sure. number of Sacramento's got to be higher than what.
Oh, yeah, it's higher than that. I'll tell you a minute. Ryan Anderson, Eric Gordon, Drew Holiday, Tyreek Evans, Trevor Ariza, and J.R. Smith.
Okay.
J.R. Smith made it on the all-time –
He's not on Cleveland's? J.R. Smith not on Cleveland?
No, look. J.R. Smith, you said it. Anything is possible. If J.R. Smith is on an all-time team anywhere, yeah, man, he's living it.
Orlando, Penny Hardaway, Tracy McGrady, Grant Hill, Dwight Howard, and Shaq. Bench players, Nick Anderson, Jameer Nelson, Horace Grant, Dennis Scott, Steve Francis, Daryl Armstrong, Vukicic, Brian Shaw, Bo Outlaw, and Aaron Gordon.
Where's Mikal Petras?
Let's get to Malou. Where's Donald Royal?
Wait, I'd rather have him on there beside Aaron Gordon.
What about Scott Skiles?
No, no. Oh,
wow.
Sixers, AI, Hal Greer, Dr. J, Billy Cunningham, Wilt Chamberlain, Andre Iguodala, Hersey Hawkins, George McGinnis, Doug Collins, Joe Embiid. This is on the list of 37 what? Games. Maurice Cheeks, Drew Holiday, Daryl Dawkins, Henry Bibby, Aaron McKee.
Why don't we put Simmons on there too while we're at it?
Might as well.
And Markelle Fultz and everybody else.
And, of course, in Phoenix, they did not have Charles Barkley on that list, even though he won the MVP because of the agreement with the retired players.
I know what team I would want.
Who?
The Lakers. The Lakers have so much depth and all that size. I could put Shaq and Wilt and Elgin Baylor in the game at the same time with Kobe and Magic in my backcourt.
But you know what? You know what? The space is going to be horrible, though.
By the way.
or Kareem and Wilt.
The Wizards. The Wizards has Rex Chapman on their team, not on the Hornets.
Rex Chapman.
You know what? Let me tell
his best years were Hornets, I think.
No. The Wizards team. They slided them on that.
Name the Wizards team.
John Wall, Earl Monroe, Bernard King, Elvin Hayes, Wes Unseld. On the bench, Bradley Beal, Chris Webber, Larry Hughes, Rod Strickland.
I was about to say, they better Rex have Rod Chapman, Strickland. I was about to
Rip
say.
Rip Hamilton, Morrison, Manute Bol, Marcin Gerdot, and Otto Porter.
They didn't put Michael Jordan on the Wizards?
No.
They didn't put Michael Jordan.
Otto Porter.
Gilbert Arenas.
Yeah, they didn't put
Juwan Howard.
Oh, they didn't put Gilbert on it?
You can't put two guns on the Wizards.
They
didn't
put Gilbert
they
on
put
it?
They put Otto Porter on it, though.
That's what I'm saying. Wow.
They didn't put nor Rasheed Wallace.
Or Antoine Jameson. And no. Antoine Jameson's best years was in Washington.
No Gugliotta?
No.
I forgot about Googs.
That's your boy. It's the state.
How you not put Googs on the Wizards or Phoenix. Over Otto Porter?
Or Phoenix.
Oh.
No, he stole from us when he got the Phoenix. That
No, Google Otto was nice.
In Washington, he was. That's. But they put Gortat and Porter on the list.
Otto Porter?
Yeah. 81.
Again, it's probably players' licenses, who they could and who they could not
who they
get.
Couldn't, yeah.
Anyway, I had to get your thoughts on that.
But the Lakers is awesome, man. The Lakers.
I've got to go with the Warriors, man.
I mean, that Orlando team because that's what it should have been. Tracy, Grant Hill. I hope he doesn't get injured during the game. But
here's another one.
Neither of them.
My Pistons are shutting everybody down.
That Kings list too. I might have to go to that one because in NBA you got to have a 3-point shooter, and the best 3-point shooter in NBA game ever has been Page Starovich.
But you know what? With him, he is good as he can shoot. He just never hit the shot though.
No, because they never got to the game.
well, those Lakers series, man. I remember.
But Sacramento, you got Oscar, you got Mitch Richmond who could kill it. Chris Webber on the bench. Reggie Theus, man. People don't realize, forget Reggie Theus.
You know,
he could play.
Fun fact, Reggie Theus was dating Juanita before Jordan met her when he played in Chicago. Fun fact.
But no, there's some good ones. Oklahoma City, of course, got Gary Payton, Westbrook, Ray Allen, Kevin Durant, Sean Kemp. Spencer Haywood, 89. Dennis Johnson, Jackson.
What?
Yeah. Spencer Haywood.
89?
Yeah. James Harden, Xavier McDaniels on the Thunder list. Lenny Wilkins, Tom Chambers. Because of
his Sonics days.
And Ibaka. Yeah.
Those were his best years, his Sonics years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some good teams, though, man.
Yes. Man, Game 7,
Stojakovic was wide open. The Miami Heat team, man, is dangerous, too. I mean, you got Dan Marley come off the bench, Shaq, Glenn Rice was on the Hornets, too, though, which is good. The only thing about the Hornets that I hate they miss, man, is freaking
Master P.
You put Kenny Gattison on the list over J.R. Reed was better than Kenny Gattison. Mm-hmm.
Kelly Trapuka.
You ain't got the all-time leading scorer on the freaking team.
Couldn't use him.
Yeah. All right. Moving on from that, let's go into NBA odds came out. Kevin Durant. Over under of team wins.
I had that list. I saw that.
Did you see that?
I saw that. Yeah.
I'm not gonna go through all the teams. Vegas has got 56.5. They got 52-30 as a projected record for the Celtics this year, adding Haywood and
Kyrie.
Kyrie, thank you. Anybody want to disagree?
I think that sounds about right, man.
What was it? Repeat that.
Because they gave up a little depth. They gave up a little bit of defense. So if they don't outscore you, I don't think their defense gets a stop for you when they need it.
And this man to my left made the bold prediction the Brooklyn Nets will make the playoffs next year. They predicted them to go 28-54.
Philadelphia got a better chance of making the playoffs than Brooklyn.
The four of us and George have a better chance to make it the playoffs than Brooklyn.
I'm trying to tell you, man, Philly is cursed. They're cursed.
But I still like Miami. Miami has a nice squad. We know the top four teams is set. Cleveland, Boston, Toronto, Washington. Those are your top four. Then the bottom four, you're looking at Charlotte, you're looking at Miami, you're looking at Milwaukee, you're looking at Detroit. Indiana's done.
Yeah. But Detroit, they ain't so great either.
Yes, we are.
Well, here on, we'll talk about
Detroit. Better than Brooklyn.
We'll talk about Detroit here in a second. Charlotte, they got 42-40. Over-unders at 42.5. So they got us right at 500. Right. The Bulls, of course, they got 20-62.
They gonna fall off.
Trash.
They got the Cavs 55-27.
Yeah, that's the LeBron factor.
Yeah. Mavericks 36-46. Denver 48.
Denver up to 48.
Well, Denver's gonna make the playoffs.
Paul Millsap and Jokic together, man. That's a nice big front court.
Pistons 41. 38.5.
And that's enough to win and to make the playoffs in the East. That's enough right there.
Man, 41
wins. Keep having hope, man. Hope you trade to
Golden State
Harris.
75?
No,
we'll be better than Brooklyn. I can guarantee that. I'll put $100 on that.
I can't wait on this battle. Man, we got Cleveland and Chicago.
Hey, no, we don't.
We got this one.
No, we don't because Kaiser's starting. So we could be betting on Kaiser and Trubisky now.
No, he's still on the list. Osweiler's still on the team.
No, I'm talking about his Glennon. Well, I'm talking about starting and
Glennon's starting week one right now.
Yeah, he started. But you know the difference is Glennon's starting now with a short leash.
Oh no, I know.
With a short leash now.
I know. Going to State, 70-12 is their projection, 67.5.
Houston, I think 70 is too low.
Houston 60-22, way too high, man.
Yes,
55.5 wins.
But Chris Paul and James Harden, that's a dynamic backcourt, man.
That is not better than Oklahoma City.
No,
I don't see it better.
I like Oklahoma City's list.
They don't have enough help. And they did keep Capella, but man, they don't have Ryan Anderson.
They still got Gordon Anderson. They still got them shooters to spread the floor.
And what was so great about them last year, they had depth. They lost all that
depth. They lost a lot of depth. They're going to be depending on the G League.
Indiana 30-52. Clippers 42-40.
That sounds about right.
Lakers 31-51. Memphis 37-45.
There's a lot of belief in La La Land.
Yeah. 43-39, Miami.
Lonzo Ball.
The Lonzo factor, man.
They can win 31 games with their young team.
Maybe.
Miami Heat 43-39. The Bucks 45-37. Timberwolves 44-38. That's what they're projecting. Pelicans 37-45.
I give the Timberwolves three more wins.
If the Pelicans win more games than the T Wolves will have the most disappointing season in the league.
Yep.
If the Pelicans have more wins than the T Wolves, bye-bye, Wiggins.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
The Canadian LeBron got to go. Yeah.
Bye-bye, Wiggins.
The Knicks, 28-54.
Damn, Mello.
The Thunder, 52-30.
Mm-hmm. That's too high. I think that's pretty high.
I think it's too low. I think they should be higher.
Their starting five is legit. It's 52. Just
their bench is better.
Their
than
bench is
Houston.
Okay, but 52?
It's better than Houston.
You depending on Dougie McBuckets, who hasn't shown that he can be a professional scorer in that league consistently.
He had to play defense.
He hasn't played any distributors.
I think they're a better team than Houston. I mean, come on. And you got Houston 55 wins.
You know what? Can't say that because this past season, OKC was supposed to be better than Houston.
No, they weren't.
They were projected at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, the projections. Yeah. But then you get into it and you actually saw it. It's like he didn't have no help.
When you see the eye test, it's totally different.
I can't see them finishing. Sixers 40-42. Your son's 26-56.
Woo! 26 wins in the West. The loaded West. That's huge. Well, young team.
The Blazers 43-39. The Kings 28-54. The Spurs 55-27.
The Spurs that win 60 games in their sleep is only projected for 55 wins, 54 wins.
The Raptors 48.
When's the last time they had under 50 in a
season? They picked in Jazz win 44.
They won more games without Tim Duncan.
The Jazz still have depth and size, man, even losing Gordon Hayward.
And the Wizards 50-32.
They will do a whole lot better once they get rid of Dante Exum.
Exum was a bust.
All right, moving on real fast from NBA odds. Matthew Stafford is the highest paid player in NFL history at 5 years, $135 million extension.
Another hustler.
I am so tired of hearing the hate on this guy this week. First, is Stafford worth it? And second, does he deserve all the hate that is going on? And where would you rank him at quarterback right now? Because all week I've heard this guy doesn't deserve this money whatsoever, but it's the market value because of quarterbacks. I didn't hear this hate for Ryan Tannehill or Cam Newton when they got paid, and this was before Cam won MVP.
And he just raised the bar. They just raised the bar for Aaron Rodgers, who's going to be up for his next contract. Aaron Rodgers might be the next 200 million. Might be.
And he should be. Yeah. I mean, I get it.
It's quarterback. He actually deserves it.
But Matthew Stafford, of course, and my Bears hate's going to come in. You know, he's 5-46. Against 500 teams.
Yeah, he is. But, dude, who has he had help with since Calvin Johnson retired?
You know Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow has more playoff wins than
but it's Detroit. Do you expect them to win? They won the division against the great Aaron Rodgers without Calvin Johnson. That should go into effect right there.
How many years did this happen?
What, that he won the division?
Yeah.
Once, but that's been the last three. He's made the playoffs in the two or last 3 years in the NFC. That's crazy to me.
I mean, he's already sixth in passing yards.
He's good. He's a good quarterback.
He's got a strong arm, man. He's a good quarterback. They have no running game. They have never had a running game.
No
for
running
this man.
Game. Their the defense greatest has wide been receiver atrocious. Leaves.
And Calvin Johnson left them.
But who? I mean. What do you expect from this guy?
And he's been going through coaches like, you know, a hot knife goes through butter. He hasn't had consistent coaching.
Well, since Jim Bob Cooter, the
greatest offensive coordinator. Thank you, Jim Bob Cooter, for showing up.
You know, he's been unbelievable. I mean, dude, but his stats, I mean, he's unreal every year. Yes, he throws some interceptions, but, dude, think about where they came from. His first year in league, 13-20, Joy Harrington. All right. Last year, 24-10 touchdowns to picks and over 4,000 yards. 4,000 yards the last 5 years.
And he's throwing to Marvin Jones and Golden Tate.
Yep.
And a weak ass Eric Ebron. Come on,
when
fam.
When is he gonna
never?
Wait. Who drafted him?
Not me.
No one.
Somebody in the league.
I'll tell you.
Ebron.
Somebody drafted.
Oh, Ebron. Yes.
Because you have no choice because the tight end depth is so minimal. Right.
I took Gronk and Jared Cook.
You know, going back to Stafford, though, 187 touchdowns to 108 picks. I mean, an 86.8 quarterback rating since he's been
there. Osweiler got 16 right? million. But Alex Smith getting damn near 20 million.
Yeah, I know
but Ryan Tannehill, why are we not talking about Ryan Tannehill's contract?
I was hating on that.
Ryan Tannehill's contract got over 100 million.
Yeah.
Nothing was said.
Yeah.
I've been listening to the Lebatard show who's in Miami, and they dogging Stafford.
You need to be dogging Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler got $120 million and did nothing.
But Stafford, man, I don't get the hate for like Tannehill. I mean, because
he has an
nothing.
Excuse.
Who?
Tannehill.
What's his excuse?
Brady.
He plays Brady.
He's got Rodgers.
He plays Rodgers.
He's got Rodgers. Every year. The greatest quarterback to ever live. That they say. Listen, if you go to that division. Stafford and Rodgers has had the two worst of every other team in NFL, the worst rosters to play with in the last 5 years.
I give it to you.
Tell me two quarterbacks that have not had a worse roster around them.
Yeah.
I mean, Bears don't even count, dude. Come on.
We had a nice roster. We had a nice roster. Gene Kelly just couldn't do nothing with it.
But you don't have a good quarterback.
Right, and that's
you
what I'm saying.
A good quarterback that has had a worse situation. And don't say Drew Brees, because he's had good receivers, at least.
Mm-hmm. He's and had good a running tight game. And they just have and had no game. Defense.
But, yeah. I mean, there's not another team in this league.
Maybe Russell Wilson. He doesn't have much
nothing help.
But he had that killer defense. Dude, come
that
on.
Carried him in that
the defense
game.
That I picked for the season.
That running game for the first 2-3 years of his
career. And he's got Jimmy Graham.
Which you can trade for. Just wanted to throw that out there. Just wanted to for Ben Roethlisberger, who you need on your roster. Just throwing that out there.
I'll think about that Ben Roethlisberger. I'll think about that.
All right.
But I just don't understand.
I'm happy for the young man. Get paid.
I think it's great.
I think you should have pushed for more guaranteed, though. 85-90% helped the rest of the league out. Like, oh, Matthew Stafford getting 90% of his contract guarantee? That would open so many doors.
All I got to point out is two best friends in baseball and football are the highest paid players, him and Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah.
Nice.
So they're both in
play baseball together.
Yep, play football awesome. Together too.
I didn't know he's that big. Stafford's like
6'6".
He's huge.
Huge, yeah.
But Matt Stat Padford.
But yeah, people were complaining saying that I didn't realize last year Tom Brady's base salary, $800,000.
Tom Brady don't need no money because Gisele Bündchen is
well, no,
paid.
But his bonus money though is like $14.9 million or something like that. It's crazy. But Stafford, congrats on getting paid. Man.
Absolutely.
Stop complaining, people.
He gives people free UGG boots. I hate Tom Brady and his.
He gave me no free UGG boots. Where are my UGGs?
Tom Brady and his luxurious life.
What?
He needs to play for free, man. Just let him play for free.
My wife said this is going to be his last year because Gisele going to tell him either you need to damn retire or I'm leaving your ass. I'm going back to the island. You stay in Boston or New England or wherever they live.
They probably live in both places.
Brazil. All right. Let's move on to shoes of the week. All right, who's got in?
I just posted them. DJ Khaled posted on his snap the other day the Jordan 1 retro release in the fly knit version. They dropped September 9th. My goodness, man, those things are sick. And they got a royal blue and black pair as well. The box that they came in, like the top of the box is like a cement block or something. It's heavy as hell. Sick pair. Go get those, man. Support Jordan. Go buy his shoes.
Shit, I do.
Love those, man. And the Flyknit versions of the shoes right now. The Flyknit game is killing it. Nike is killing the game. Don't wear that Under Armour crap. Thank you, KD. Thank you for putting that out there.
Those PGA sneakers.
Those AARP sneakers.
The AARP sneakers. Look, man.
Steph is trying. He's stepping in up.
Yeah, no, I like his game shoes. His game
I
shoes
like
are straight.
The, I like the blue and yellow ones.
His game shoes are straight.
Y'all not like those?
The stuff he's putting out is trash, but his shoes.
Well, no, when I go in the Foot Locker and I see him in person, I'm like, should I buy these?
Nah. I don't think – when I look at his shoes, I don't think Steph Curry. I think Jordan Spieth. I think Vijay Singh. I think – Phil Mickelson.
Like, if you go to the House of Hoops at the mall, right, you know, they got the back section with all the elite sneakers. And
like
then the Under Armours are in the front on the side of the wall.
Now, I want you to go I want you to go to those white ones right there.
I know you guys, but don't y'all like those?
Yeah.
They're right in the picture, but when you see them.
Yeah, these are horrible.
Look at those.
Yeah. Those are horrible.
Look at those.
And those look like I'm getting ready to jump off the top rope.
Pull up the rocks.
But I like these. Oh, I'm gonna. Yeah, I gotta get those.
Yeah, pull up the rocks.
I will.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like those, man.
Low top training sneakers, they do all right, but they basketball sneakers?
I don't
know, man.
Yeah, the stuff that's come out of the stores right now is trash. But his PE exclusives are straight.
Physical education exclusive.
Made. For your elementary and middle school kids.
Man, I'm not knocking Steph, man. Give me a free pair, man.
I mean, Steph got so much, getting so much money from them.
Yeah. I'm getting
with
these
the
shoes.
Yeah,
they're on back order. You can't get them yet.
What's that? I want those back.
Yeah, I'm getting
with
those.
The big Rama Boom. Yeah. Oh, back.
Yeah. Okay. I'm getting those.
Okay,
I just you can't get them right now. They're I want sold those out.
Back. Wow, the first he's like the first wrestler with a shoe.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I want to see John Cena come out with one.
No,
you want the fruity you want a pair of Fruity Pebbles?
No,
he probably come out a jorts no. line.
Jorts lines?
No. Please.
Nah, a line of jorts.
Please, Hulkamania, don't come back. Please. Just let something just need to die.
Absolutely. Does anybody else have any? I know you got a pair on your feet.
You know I do.
Go ahead.
the air Hyperfuse. I'll take him off for the camera. Russell Westbrook's first shoe with Hyperfuse before he went to Jordan Brand. And the orange and the blue. Got the RW logo right here. It's the Hyperfuse, which means there's no stitching on the shoe. The whole shoe's burned together. No stitching at all.
That's what's up. Nice. Shout out to Russell Westbrook, who just came out with the Jordan 32.
The 32s. Those are pretty sick.
Those are dope.
I saw those, too.
So he's a retro now. Now that he's with Jordan Brand, he's a retro now.
Right. Even though they will be outshined by the cupcakes.
The cupcakes.
Yeah.
Get those cupcakes.
Making money, man.
Hey, look, all for it. Russ, give us some shoes, man.
Him and Kawhi Leonard, top two names for the Jordan Brand right now.
Absolutely.
I wish they were more like retros too in games. Just stop wearing the Jordan Brand stuff. Some of that stuff is trash.
Wait. The Claw got some shoes out with Jordan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's with Jordan Brand too.
Pop let him do that?
Pop ain't good.
Yeah.
Jordan, come holler at you. Kawhi, you want to rock my sneakers? Oh, yeah.
You can't tell him what the rock would have signed with.
No.
Kawhi's got to have shoes, man. Come on.
Yeah.
You're NBA. You got to have shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, Lonzo Ball got shoes before he even got in the NBA that he don't wear.
I would want that what Gilbert did. What Gilbert and Kobe did when their labels dropped them. Labels, I'm like they're rap or something. When their companies dropped them, they got to wear anything they want. Gilbert wore anything he wanted. Kobe wore every single Jordan, every single retro Jordan and Laker colors. Had the sneakerheads going crazy.
Sure did.
I tell you what, LeVar, when we play that 3-on-3, winner take shoes. All right? You can take my shoes or I take yours.
Yeah, well, your son's wearing other people's shoes anyway.
See, right? And that's the thing. That's the whole point of what they were trying to do. Now Lonzo can wear what he wants.
Right. Because if it wasn't for Kobe, I just found that out. If it wasn't for Kobe, like that Hirachi game on the
yep,
he opened the door for Hirachi.
I have those at home. I'll wear them next week. I'll wear them next week.
Shout out to Kobe, man.
All right, that's gonna be it for this segment. When we come back, we'll actually talk a little bit of local sports, college football, share our sunshine and dummies of the week. You're listening to BSS Carolinas.